You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Earlier this morning, Jeremy and I noted that we were each wearing a new shirt today. It's not like we walk in and examine each other's wardrobe, but it kind of stood out to me because he's wearing this, it's like a palm tree shirt. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know I hadn't seen that before. So I commented on it. And he goes, yeah, it's brand new. It's my first time to wear it. And I go, this is my first time to wear this.
Hey, it's new shirt Wednesday.
Oh, my God. But where it quickly deteriorated was when Jeremy started taking me to task for what I pay for my clothes.
Well, you brought it up. I mean, you're like, well, this wasn't a cheap shirt.
Well, I know.
You should see what I paid for this.
But my point wasn't that.
What was your point?
My point was that I'd heard all about this particular brand.
Yeah.
And rather than saying, I'm going to go buy 10 of them, I was like, dang, I'll buy one. I'm going to buy one to see what it's like if I'm going to spend that kind of money.
Yeah. So I immediately went to the website where he purchased this shirt and started examining the prices of these high-quality linen button-ups. Good night. Hmm. You paid $100 for that, didn't you?
No, I did not pay $100.
A majority of these shirts on here are $98.
I did not pay $100 for this shirt.
Did you pay $68 for that shirt?
Between those two numbers.
$75?
I paid $88.
$88. Come on, man.
But dude, I mean,
it's
really,
an $88 shirt.
No, but I mean, if you go to Nordy's and stuff like that, those shirts
Nobody goes there.
I do. So I got to thinking.
Stop it.
Let's just talk about, like, what did your shirt cost?
This, I think, was a $45 shirt, but we had a 30% off coupon. So, I buy my clothes with coupons.
So that was the $30 shirt.
$30 shirt.
How much did you pay for your jeans?
These were probably
20?
25, 30.
25.
Just say 25.
So you're at $55.
I have Vans on now. That's probably the most expensive thing I'm wearing.
That's what was the next part.
I don't know, $40.
So you're at $95.
My entire wardrobe costs as much as your shirt.
95. So and we're going to get to a point here. We're going to need callers on this.
Uh-huh.
So the shirt was 88.
Plus tax.
These are.
Did you get free shipping on that? Tell me you got
free shipping
on $88 free shirt.
These jeans are Nordy's jeans.
No, don't even put that number down. There's not enough room on that paper for all those zeros.
These were like 220.
Dom!
And these shoes.
$220 for jeans?
Yeah, that's quality.
I'm going to come shove you down.
They last a lot.
You need. No, they don't.
They do. And then these particular running shoes were $120.
All right.
So that is 400.
You have $400 worth of fabric on you right now.
$428.
That probably costs like $8 to make all that. You're just buying it. You're buying a way marked up product.
I've bought plenty of jeans in my life
that
after a couple of months or whatever, it was just like falling apart, crap. These ones that you buy last forever.
They're good.
Fantastic.
How much are your socks?
Super comfortable.
Did you add in your socks?
I don't know. Those were a gift from Gretchen, so I don't know what those cost, but I think she got them.
Made with a baby seal or something, or feathers from an eagle.
But we have listeners right now who are like me, is like, if I'm going to spend on certain things, like I don't get coffee every day. That's
right.
$5 every
splurge.
Day. That's $150 a month for some
people for
coffee.
I
don't do that.
I get it.
I put it into stuff like this that's comfortable, that looks good, and I feel good and lasts longer.
Mm-hmm. Like I'm trying to think if I've ever purchased any article of clothing or anything that was over $100. The only thing that comes to mind are my cowboy boots. Those are pricey.
What about suits?
Probably not.
What do you spend for suits?
I don't know. Maybe $100 or so on a suit.
No. You don't get a good suit
for
that.
And have you seen pictures of me in suits? You'd have no idea how frugal I am.
Well, I don't know.
I look really good in suits. I have a fishing shirt. An Under Armour special fishing shirt that I think was $100. And even that was a gift. Was it last year for Father's Day? And
I
was like, why am I doing this? Remember, because I bought that shirt, I think it was over $100. And I wore it fishing for the first time, and I hooked the fish, and I'm reeling him in, and I hold him up, and it had gone through, like, the side of the fish's head. Sorry, everybody. And the fish was bleeding, and he shook on the line and sprayed fish blood and guts all over my brand new $150 shirt. And I was like,
But wasn't it a fishing shirt?
But it's a fishing shirt, but it's the most I've ever spent on clothing, and then a fish went all over my shirt. That ruined my day. But other than that, I don't think I spend that much on clothes, man.
I spend
but
on
that's,
clothes.
You know, you make a good point. That's where you splurge a little bit. You do. I mean, there's other things that I'll buy that are ridiculous. So, but man.
So this is a $428 outfit. That doesn't count the belt or
you
the
know
socks
what?
Or the underwear.
We're like on those talk shows like Oprah or whatever, where they have the models come out that are wearing the $5,000 outfit, you know, and they're strutting their stuff.
Right.
And then they bring out another model who looks just as good, and it's like $80 from Ross, you know. So you're the high-end model, I'm the Ross model. But we look just as good.
Derek, who looks better today? Derek, what is he doing down there?
What
Bang
are you
on the
doing?
Bang on the window.
Who looks better?
Who looks better?
Oh, here he comes.
But he does.
He's got a bit of a bro crush on me, though.
He doesn't like me.
No, I
so he's going to say Jeremy. That's for sure, because he does have a crush on
All
me.
All right, who is it?
So he will say Jeremy.
Are you hungover?
No.
Who looks better?
I'm going to have to go with Jeremy because he has dad shoes on.
Oh, you have dad shoes on. I have dad shoes or Dom has dad?
Dom has dad shoes.
They're Saucony running shoes.
Let me see them.
I mean, from Boulder Running Company. How are these dad shoes?
Those are dad shoes.
Sorry, Dom. You're wearing dad shoes.
That's it. That's what you based it on. Because my Sauconys don't look as good as what
Quit
he got
dropping
on
Nordics.
No, I'm just saying. What do you got on your feet?
I have Vans today.
Classy,
but Derek's like nine. He this is
what that's
he,
what you based everything
yes,
on.
I did.
Just simply that he has Vans on.
Yes.
I've got,
he's got
Vans
Sauconys
at home.
Dom drives a van.
Here's the question for our listeners this morning. Have you ever gotten yelled at when you got home because of what you spent on clothes?
On clothes, shoes, anything.
Or, ladies,
know?
Do you get pissed at your husband because he will only spend $9 on a shirt? Are there women listening right now who are like, I wish my husband would spend a little bit more on his clothes?
But doesn't that leave them more money to buy fancy stuff for themselves?
Possibly, but you still got to go take them out sometimes.
You still got to be seen in public with
that
slob.
Exactly. You have to show up at parties with them and everything, and he's got his AC/DC t-shirt on.
Don't be that guy.
And obviously, Derek has a major crush on you. You know, before we get to these calls, I do want to throw in one other thing that we've mentioned on the show in the past, and it bears repeating right now, and that is what I was taught many years ago by an ex-girlfriend who schooled me on something called the CPW.
Yeah.
The old cost per wear.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, look, she goes, if I'm going to go out and spend $240 on a pair of shoes or something, she goes, I just know that they're great shoes, and so my cost per, I'll wear them longer, more often, so my cost per wear will come down.
Sure.
And
sure, they'll last you.
I have taken that to heart for years. I always factor in the CPW. Here's Brittany on the phone. Good morning, Brittany. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
So what do you got for us, Brittany?
So I am actually the total opposite. I went to Ross the other day and got 8 shirts for under $100, and I was super excited. And my fiancé would wear a Tommy Bahama shirt every single day if he could.
A Tommy Bahama.
Tommy
shirt.
Bahama.
You need to leave him immediately,
yes,
Brittany.
I don't know about that, Brittany.
Oh, he is obsessed and spends more money on clothes than I ever have.
On Tommy Bahama, though?
Leave him alone.
Okay.
Leave him
all
alone.
Right. All right. No, that's
I can't see anything. I have palm trees all over my
shirt. He does. He has a picture.
But you know what?
Some
of those Tommy
trees.
Bahama's men's shirts are pretty darn nice. They're pretty classy. You can get them at Macy's and things like that.
Yeah.
They're nice.
You got 8 shirts?
They also do. He loves Rocky stuff, and they also do things with the Rock with MLB. So half of his shirts have Rockies on it too.
Okay,
so he's wearing Tommy Bahama shirts and Rockies gear, and
Yes.
You think that's first class? Is that what you're saying to me?
No, I'm just saying it's expensive.
Yeah, she's saying it's, see, they're opposite. He's the big spender on the clothes, and she's getting eight shirts for $100, which is pretty good.
I'm pretty impressed at eight shirts for $100, though.
Not bad.
Hmm. Yeah, right, Britt. They're all work shirts.
Thank you for calling us. You have a great day, okay?
Have a wonderful morning, boys.
Bye. Thank you. Look good today. A few messages rolling in on Facebook. Carrie says, hey, boys, I'm a Target girl. I look frugal and hot. Girl. Tyler wrote in, I wear white dress shirts to work every day. They cost me $100 a pop. I probably have 10 of them. I also pay extra to have my initials embroidered on the sleeve.
No, Tyler.
Immediately defriended him. Don't be that guy, Tyler. That is such a D-bag move, dude. Don't put your initials on your sleeves. I know a realtor that does that. He's a friend of mine, and I just want to shove him down. And then finally, Laura says, for what it's worth, I saw Jeremy in his $100 suit on New Year's Eve, and I got to say, he looked damn sexy.
You, Laura, wrote that yourself.
Thank you.
He just wrote that himself.
That was a fake email.
Here's Kathy on the phone. Good morning, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Laura. Laura, you keep listening.
Kathy, hello.
Kathy, what's up?
Hello. How are you this morning, boys?
We are well-dressed.
What do you want to say about this?
Well, I used to date a guy who would only buy his clothes at Costco. If Costco didn't sell it, he didn't wear it. It went from the ugly Hawaiian khaki green shirts to those nasty Hunter Orange sweatshirts. We would go through piles of jeans until we found five pair of his favorite jeans every January.
Kathy, I got to tell you, I've purchased many clothes from Costco. I'm sorry. I like their clothing.
Yeah, but not only from Costco.
But not, yeah, well, exclusive.
Some of them are pretty great, but, you know, every once in a while, for heaven's sake, buy something that matches.
Where else can you buy a pair of jeans and mayonnaise and some chicken all in one stop?
Kathy, thank you for the call.